Now back to Tim Carter's Ask the Builder on WGRR.
You know, Ryan, the producer, he's a funny guy, man. There's a book out there called Power Freaks, and I'm sure you've met these people that so he loves running this board, and he loves pushing the buttons, and he's in charge. Like he says, I'm the guy who pushes the buttons, and he decides when stuff happens. And you know what? And he's right, but he's a great guy to work with. Hopefully you're going to be able to meet him one day. So it's wonderful. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. We're going to go talk to Don. Good morning, Don. It's Tim Carter. Thanks so much for calling Ask the Builder. Great to have you here. Hello, Don.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Okay, fine, thank you. How are you?
Just wonderful, my friend. It's great to have you calling the show. So.
Yeah, I didn't know you were a TV show. I saw this article, a radio show. We don't have a radio, and we have this article in the local paper. It says not all duct tapes are created equal.
That's correct.
So I was very interested in it because we have... I don't get out, and I order everything by UPS or Federal Express, and they send the things in corrugated boxes. And we have a collection of legal papers, tax papers, and interesting things about the family, all stored in these boxes.
Okay.
And they always have, plastic tape, cellophane tape on them, and
yep.
The bottoms come loose.
Yes, exactly, because they don't put enough tape on the bottom.
Yeah, so I was buying duct tapes and putting them on, but in time they curl up, the ends come off about an inch or two, and they hang, and the things get loose.
That's exactly right, because that duct tape you had been buying doesn't have enough adhesive on it. That's exactly why that's happening.
Yeah, so this article says something about 21 mils greater than 12.
Yeah, greater than 12. How about I just give you the name of the duct tape?
Okay, that would be fine.
You know,
I'd like to buy a box of a dozen or so to have, and I could retape all these things.
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful stuff. It's called Gorilla Tape.
Oh, Gorilla.
Gorilla Tape. And actually, do you have access to the Internet? I would think you do because you buy stuff. Can you get to the Internet at all?
No, I don't have a computer. We just have TV.
Okay. You know what? Let's see here. You know what? By gosh, I might have their number right here with me. This is a... very rare, I shouldn't say rare, but I am going through this magazine I have, and usually in the back they have a thing called, Advertising Index. Unbelievable. This is 1 month where they're not advertising in this magazine. I cannot believe it, man. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to have Brad, my phone screener, put you on hold. Actually, Ryan's going to do it here, my producer.
Uh-huh.
And then Brad's going to get your phone number, okay? And after the show, I'm going to call you back with their telephone number, their toll-free number, so you can order it. How's that sound?
Okay, that's fine.
Sounds like a deal?
Yeah.
Okay, so you hold on, Don, and we're going to get your phone number, and then I'm going to call you back. I probably won't call you for a couple hours, okay?